E. Reading time. Read the following fables and write another phrase to your own experience to use each one. Fables.
The word fable is derived from the Latin word fibula, which means a story, and a derivative of the word fari, which means to speak. Fable is a literary device that can be defined as a concise and brief story intended to provide a moral lesson at the end. In literature, it is described as a didactic lesson given through some sort of animal story. In prose and verse, a fable is described through plants, animals, forces of nature, and inanimate objects, by giving them human attributes wherein they demonstrate a moral lesson at the end. Features of a fable. A fable is intended to provide a moral story. Fables often use animals as the main characters. They are presented with anthropomorphic characteristics, such as the ability to speak and to reason. Fables personify the animal characters.
A. The Crooked Tree. It was a dense forest. All trees were straight and tall. Their trunks were broad and shapely. But there was one tree which was having a crooked and shapeless trunk. The crooked trunk tree was sad. He thought, "How ugly I am! All others are straight and shapely. I alone have crooked trunk." One day a woodcutter came there. He looked around and said, "I will cut all trees here, except that crooked tree. That is of no use to me." He cut away all other trees. Now the crooked tree was happy for its crookedness.
B. The Farmer and the Sparrows. Maniapa was a farmer. He worked from dawn to dusk in his field. Amidst the crops in the field, a sparrow had built a nest. She roosted in the nest. She got two children. The little sparrows lived with their mother happily. Days passed by, and the harvesting season fast approached. The corns were ripe, and everywhere people started their harvests. The little sparrows said to their mother, "Mommy, we will have to fly away." The mother sparrow replied, "Not so soon, babies. The farmer is not ready." One day, they heard the farmer saying, "I must call my neighbors and make them do the harvest." The little sparrow said, "Mommy, tonight we shall fly away." The mother said, "Not so soon, babies. The farmer won't make it." The words of the mother came true. The neighbors did not turn up the next day. The farmer was heard saying, "I will call my relatives and make them do the harvest." This time also the little ones wanted to fly away, but the mother asked them to relax. Once again, the words of the mother came true. Now they heard the farmer saying, "Tomorrow I will do the harvest myself." On hearing these words, the mother said, "Come, my children, it is time for us to leave this field."
C. The King Cobra and the Ants. Once there lived a king cobra in a small hole. When he was small, he ate little creatures. As he grew up, he began to eat eggs, lizards, frogs, and rabbits. And when he grew up further, he started to eat even other smaller snakes. His pride grew with him. All small animals began to fear the king cobra. This boosted up his pride. He began to think, "Now I am the most powerful creature. I am the king of the forest. All animals fear me. Let me move from this small hole to a bigger place." He searched for a place to suit his size and status. Finally, he came across a big tree. He selected the tree for his house. He saw an ant hill near the tree. He thought, "Why should there be an ugly ant hill near my royal house?" He hissed aloud, "I am King Cobra, the king of the forest. I order the ants to vacate immediately." There was no reply. He got wild and struck at the anthill. What a surprise! In a minute, thousands of ants swarmed up the king cobra, beating him everywhere. The king cobra could not bear the pain. He ran away.
D. The wind and the sun. It was an autumn day. The wind and the sun had an argument. The wind boasted, "I am stronger than you." The sun mildly said, "No, you're not." Just then, they saw a traveler wrapped in a blanket was passing by. The wind said, "Whoever separates the blanket from traveler is the stronger. Do you agree?" The sun replied, "Okay, first you try." The wind started blowing. The traveler wrapped his blanket around him. He blew harder. The traveler held his blanket firmer. He blew still harder. The traveler held his blanket still tighter. The harder the wind blew, the tighter and firmer did the traveler hold his blanket. The wind failed. It was the sun's turn. The sun smiled gently at the traveler. The traveler loosened his grip on the blanket. The sun smiled warmly. The traveler felt the warmth and soon took off the blanket. The sun was declared stronger.